Enoch took control one day with the Master, just him and the Lord alone. He got so close to the portals of heaven that God just led him on home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven-bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys. I thought I would never see dawn, but the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys. I thought I would never see dawn, but the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven-bound. He keeps leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven-bound. He keeps leading me home. Mansions will glisten on the hills of glory, happy reunion on streets of gold, angels choir singing glad praises forever. But Jesus will outshine them all. Oh, what glory awaits me in heaven's bright city, when I get there, such sights I'll behold. A million scenes of rare beauty will be there, I'll view them. Still Jesus will outshine them all. Mansions will glisten on the hills of glory, happy reunion on streets of gold, angels choir singing glad praises forever. But Jesus will outshine them all. The sparkling river is flowing, happy faces are glowing, land of splendor where night never falls. The golden glass gives reflection to that city's perfection. So Jesus will outshine them all. Mansions will glisten on the hills of glory, happy reunion on streets of gold, angel choir singing glad praises forever. Yet Jesus will outshine them all. Mansions will glisten on the hills of glory, happy reunion on streets of gold, angel choir singing glad praises forever. But Jesus will outshine them all. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for making to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free.
But until then, we're still down here, walking through the jungle, trying to make it through it. I'm seeing something. There's a lot of opinions out there. There's a lot of ideas. You go on YouTube and you see listed this person. He's got an opinion about the end time. Then another one, I got a different opinion. But see, we got to look through the eyes of the scripture. We got to use the lens. We got to look through scripture to see how God is looking at it, at this end time, and how the scripture portrays this end time. Like I tapped in, and this guy, he was adamant about this big revival is coming. Well, that's why I say there's opinions. His opinion. And then there's another guy that got this opinion, and then there's the Muslims got their opinion, and everything out there, it's all just like everybody has a tongue. Everybody has an opinion. And but see, you and I, we're looking through the eyes of the scriptures, and the Lord has prepared us all our lives to have us in this word all our lives. We know what the Bible says about the end time. We don't have an opinion. We just go to the scripture to see what the Lord's opinion is on this end time, that the hour that we're now living in. And the things that we say here, they're 100% according to the scriptures when we go back. And the world doesn't know what we know. The world does not know what Jesus said. This is going to be eternal life. That they believe on them whom I will send. The world doesn't know that he sent these seven angels that John held in his right hand over on the island of Patmos. The world doesn't know that he sent these seven angels, and each one of these angels had vocal cords on earth. That is like it says in the days of the voice of the seventh one. Each one of these angels were using an earthly vessel that they could use to portray God's thoughts about right out throughout the grace age. Like in the early church, he used the Apostle Paul. He was the vocal cord of that angel in his hour. And it went right throughout the grace age. And we have Irenaeus, we have Martin, we have Columba, we have Martin Luther, we have Wesley, and here we have Brother Brennan. And then in the days of the voice when he shall begin to sound, here in the church age of Laodicea, he has these three stages of that angel's voice. Started, it began with Brother Brennan. Brother Brennan goes off the scene, and he takes the vocal cords of Brother Jackson, and then he goes off the scene, and he takes this here chapter to finish off. He does things on trees, and then we'll be here till the rapture comes, because the final is tree. See, the world doesn't know that. Well, that's why everybody out there, you switch on your YouTube and your internet, and you hear all these opinions, but not one of them will tell you what you're right and I are telling the world how it works. God had that whole thing designed before the foundation of the world, and he even prophesied the grace age throughout the Old Testament. These prophets prophesied, but they didn't know what they were talking about. But here it is end time, they said, because to them it was all a mystery. And it says, the Bible says, they long to look into that mystery. And here we have it right before our eyes, and it's really treated like trash. And it's exactly the way we and I say it. These people, these Apostle Paul, they were just the vocal cords of that angel. And if once you get that, then it's pretty tough for the devil to come in and deceive you, because it's designed by God. And if you stay within that channel, within that chamber that the Lord has honed out before the foundation of the world, you cannot be deceived, because you're on a straight and narrow path. And that's what I've been seeing for the last 2-3 days, that these opinions out there, these ideas and everything that goes with it, like I say, the Muslims have their opinion. And when you watch that's been happening here in the last few days over in the Middle East, how Trump is showing the world all this wealth. But see, the difference between these sheiks over here and these highfalutin Saudi Arabians, the people are just slaves, you know. But here Trump comes along, and he's basically also one of them. But see, the difference between Trump, he wants everybody to have that wealth. He wants for everybody to flourish, every person in the face of his earth. He wants to have that glorious thing. And that's what he's working overtime to cultivate a society where everybody will be beneficiaries. Like over there in the Middle East, only the highfalutin people, they get all that wealth. The rest of the people, they got them slaving away, killing each other, getting rid of Israel and getting rid of the Jews, and then they get rich over it.
Yeah, but the thing of it is, here in America, it's heading that way too.
That's the natural man does
that's
that.
That's right. There's politicians that gain off taxpayers' money, and they fund certain programs that they know somehow that money is going to come back to them.
Yeah.
It's going to channel back to them because they had a say in it. So it's really, in a sense, they're it's so already engineered. Like, that's what Paul Revere was running on.
Mm-hmm.
Is that young children, that young people could afford houses.
Mm-hmm.
Because they make it so that it's not affordable anymore. Mm-hmm. That people will always stay at a level of poverty, just above the level of poverty, so they never go ahead. But you can see the trend of society, that there always wants to be people that rule over people.
Yeah.
And God, in God's economy, that's not what he really wants.
That's that European system. Mm-hmm. That does that. And it's flooded throughout the world. And when you sit back, you got to sit back and observe this thing. Like you're saying, that card, he's part of that European thing. And what they do then, they make sure the Canadian, the real Canadian, does not get nowhere. He doesn't, mm-hmm. can't even afford housing. What they do, then they bring in these immigrants, these East Indian people, to do the work, and they pay them.
Mm-hmm.
The government pays them out of the taxpayers' money. It is so corrupt that you can't even go there without... Mm-hmm. get into a frenzy, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we found out, these East Indian people, the country is flooded everywhere you go. They own the businesses, they own the 7-Eleven, they own everything, because the government pays them to come here to this country. To do what? To smoke out the Canadians, to smoke out their own people. And that Paul Revere, he wanted to reverse that, but see, that European beast system, they got these old people to vote for him simply by giving them $100 a month raise with their pension.
Mm-hmm.
They've been working at this for a long time. But see, when you step back, you see all of society is like that. Like, we're talking mostly about his, it's the same way with his Hutter and Calder.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take that Rosebank color for an example and for a masterpiece. When there was this... there was this Paul Mandel. He just died here a few days ago. But you see, when you step back and you look at it, he wants exactly what that woman wanted. It's all carnality. Back in the day when Jesus was here, this woman is the mother of the sons of Zebedee. You can read it. She came to Jesus, falling down at his feet, worshiping him. and ask Jesus, I have a request from you. Jesus asked, well, what do you want me to do for you? I want one of my boys. I want John to be your right-hand man, and I want James to be the second in charge when you get into your kingdom. They were thinking he's going to start up an earthly kingdom like King David. He desired this, that she even fell so much as fell down at his feet, worshiping, begging him, pleading him, I have a request. And here, the carnality of a man, the carnality of a woman came out, and that carnality of that woman, it's still the same way today, and I'm getting personal, I'm talking in today's language. That Paul Mandel's wife, she's coming to Jesus in reality. He don't really come to Jesus, but at the heart of her heart, she desires and longs, I want one of my sons to be preacher, and I want the other son to be boss. That's that honey generation. That's just in them days, that generation. I don't know what they call them. That family structure for the honeys. It's in those people. My sister is married into that thing. And they all long for one of those honeys to be preacher and the son to be boss. It's just, I'm bringing it down in today's language and the carnality of it. And here with this woman coming to Jesus, pleading, begging him, that's the desire of her heart. And that desire of that Paul Mandel's wife, that Becky, that she's a honey, they long for that power. They long for that position. Mm-hmm. That's all that Lakeside Colony has ever done. They're always fighting for a position. That old Ayaga and that Becky's dad, they're always arguing and fighting for a position. And it's in the human race. These things are the things that you have to deny yourself. These things, you got to take them to Calvary and crucify that ambition and that idea. And they've never been taught that that's what they have to do. Well, it's just the carnality of it.
Some people are just plain carnal.
And you can't change it.
No.
They don't want to have nothing to do with Jesus. And, and we just step back and we observe this thing. And everybody has that ambition. I had that ambition too, but I saw it was carnality. Carnality has to take the Calvary and crucify that ambition and that idea. Otherwise, it'll just take you, do exactly what it does to them. It'll take you out to hell and death, and they don't even know. It becomes such a trend and such a way of life that you think it's okay in the eyes of God. But God, he's not going to take you to heaven with that ambition. It's just pure carnality. Like back in the days of Nimrod, let us make a name for ourselves. Let us be important.
And that's what it does when you will look at it. Like there, when she came, the mother of Zebedee came to Jesus and demanded that Jesus give that position to James and John. Amongst the other disciples, there rose this indignation.
Oh yeah, wasn't it?
Yes,
they were mad.
That's right. And
what happened. The other rose bank boys that have to slave away. They don't like what that Paul did and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Putting her, of course, there's an animosity in there. And they'll go surface and just go whoop.
And that's what it creates.
Well, read it.
It's not.
Read it so it gets on there. You can even tell people where it's at.
Matthew 20.
Is that where she falls and worships him?
Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshipping him.
Yeah.
So she was kneeling down and desired a certain thing of him. And he said, What willst thou? She said unto him, grant that these my sons may sit, the one on thy right hand and the other on the left in thy kingdom. But Jesus said, you know not what you ask. Are ye able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They shall They say unto him, we are able. And he said, ye shall drink indeed of my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. And when the 10 heard it, they were moved with indignation. They were angry with the 2 brothers. But Jesus called them unto him and said, ye know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them, but it shall not be so among you. But whoever shall be great among you, let him be your minister, and whoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. That's what it's all about, to give his life a ransom for many.
If you're not willing to take up your cross daily and follow him, well, you're not part of that eternal kingdom. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm. You're going to go out to hell and die. That's exactly what happened down at that Rosebank colony. They didn't use that masterpiece here. They used that Hutterite masterpiece. And at the end of the day, you're going to hell and death.
And because it's built on carnality, then it rises an indignation.
Yeah.
And anger in other people. And people have to always deal with that in the atmosphere. And it's always a strife going on. And it's really not a healthy atmosphere to live in.
Everybody was worked up when they had that ordained preacher and that Becky, that Paul's, and these two, they made sure only their 2 sons get in that cap. They got no use for the rest of the people. They're not servants. The other one didn't give a chance to become preacher because they were not in the hat, you know? See how pure carnal that those people are? And then the rest, they didn't sit because the guy's a dictator. If you say something about it, then they come down on you, you know.
That's
they,
right.
They terrorize you. Mm-hmm. And but they can't stop that indignation. It says here the other 10 were mad when they saw that's their ambition. And here again, they have every right to be mad. I know some people down there, they didn't agree with them. My brother John was down there. He told me all about how they operate down there. And the other people, there are some good people there. They didn't even have a chance to get into that position, you know. They made sure they hoard everything for themselves. And now what if they got it's sickening, just even think about it. But when you drive through there, everything is up to snuff. Everything is not one, like Trump would say, there's not one tree out of place. You drive through there, there's not one thing out of place. At the expense of the other people. The other people didn't work. They just sit back and take on the glory for themselves. I'm the boss here. You do what we tell you. And if you don't do it, we'll bring in the hierarchy. That's a freaking hard upbringing. But I called it bluff back in the day. Well, if you don't do what we tell you, you can't work here anymore. Can't do this again. Well, I called it bluff because I knew behind it was not of God, you know. And then that whole thing just crumbled. And as time goes on, there'll be nothing left of it because Jesus is coming back, and all these religions, all these do, will be exactly what you thought. God will famish these gods and these idols, and they themselves are going to take that son out there, and the son will say, I'm not a preacher, I'm going to go back to feeding cattle. That's who I really am. I'm not really a preacher. God has taken all the reps off, and then everything will be exposed. But we did that voluntarily. We pulled away from that junk. Because it's got no eternal destiny. There's no future in it. Just, you're going out to hell and death with it. But see, we backed off voluntarily. Because we saw through that thing.
So the
and
corruption.
We decided we don't want no part of that. Because at the end of the day, you're going to do exactly what the Bible says. You're going to go out to hell and death. No future.
And that's all people ever knew when you will go back to Nimrod. And you go back to the Assyrians, and there's then the Babylonian Empire. They had this kingdom, and they wanted to have dominion. and they wanted to rule. And it was passed on from generation down to generation, like the Caesar line.
Mm-hmm.
But there came a line when there were no more Caesars, so they had to go to emperors.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the human race. But Jesus came and he showed them what the kingdom of heaven is really like. If you want to be somebody, you become a servant.
Yeah.
He's telling you something that it's not in being this great guy. It's becoming a servant to people. That's where the greatness lies.
Yeah, when you go back and observe that thing about that woman, and Jesus said to her, "Well, it's not for me to give that position. That position belongs to somebody that God, that great eternal spirit, has ordained for somebody to be in that."
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the power to put these your two sons in that position because it's not given to me. It's given to them for whom that God, that great eternal spirit, has ordained before the foundation of the world. So you can't jockey for a position.
Mm-hmm.
And then he called them aside. Come here, I'm going to show you something, how this thing works. If you want to be great, you become a slave.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be great, you just become a servant. It doesn't work. That's it. He said the kingdoms of the world operate on these methods.
Mm-hmm.
And they operate by force or by tyranny. And that's exactly what these preachers and these unright cults do. If you don't do what we tell you, then they bring in the hierarchy. Then they bring in the Pope. And you know how it goes. I've been in there. I've been in their torture chambers because I didn't go along with their stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's really a Pope system when you analyze it all. They have their elder, and then they have their Pope, and then they have their priests, and their cardinals. It's really the same structure,
mm-hmm.
the same mechanism that this worldly kingdom runs off. It's not a regenerated mind of God, how he wants his family to be governed.
And that whole other thing is so carnal. It's all built on carnality. I had a dream last night about I was sitting there in a church, and the front, they got this bench like for two preachers. Then they got this other bench for all the deacons to sit in. And everybody wanted to get up on that front bench, you know, where they have the power, you know,
mm-hmm.
they rule over the people. So anyway, this two young preachers, they were up there, and then the real preacher came in. So what you have to do, you have to make room for him. So they were arguing back and forth, who's going to move, you know. You know how the system is. And they were fighting around for that, jockeying for that position to sit on that front bench where all the power is. That's all that Muslim thing is about. Everybody wants to be that sheikh. Everybody's like in Saudi Arabia. It's okay to be up there and all that wealth. But see, the people starving.
Mm-hmm.
The people are just slaves to them. And here in the Colorado, it's exactly working on the same structure. Everybody wants to get up where the power is. Over in the Muslim world, everybody wants that top position.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to be that Nimrod. But see, you and I, we're stepping back and if you want to be great, you become a servant.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to be greater still, you become a slave. We're not part of that regime. We're just saying, Lord, use us for your glory. Do with us as you see fit, because
right.
you know what will evolve into. If we follow that trend, we'll just become another one of them. At the end of the day, what happens? You're going to go out to hell and death. And the little short time you're down here, you haven't accumulated for yourself nothing for eternity. All you did all your life was jockeying for that top position,
mm-hmm.
that front bench, that where the power is. And I seen it, and the Lord can show you something in a dream in a heartbeat. And it's exactly right to the T. Everybody's jockeying for that position to be up there in that deacon place or in that
mm-hmm.
preacher place. And I thought about that scripture you read to me one time. You know where it is about this. At the end of the day, what God's going to do, he's going to famish all these things, and reality will set in, and they'll see, I'm not a preacher. What's this all about? And he's up there because his mother or somebody wanted him to fill in that position, like I said about the woman at the mother of the sons of Zebedee. You can go back and you can read it. It's exactly what we're saying here. It's exactly how society has evolved into. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants that top position, mm-hmm. just like that woman wanted that top position for her sons. It's still so yeah. carnal. And these honeys, they're all just carnal people. They just somehow found a platform that they can use their carnality as a form of godliness, mm-hmm. kind of thing. I know. I got my sister married, went to that honey clan, and oh man, he just loves his power, and he figures everybody should come under his domain. If he doesn't get it done, he uses force, you know, yeah. threats them with Auschwitz and all that stuff.
And you know, I was shocked to see how actually, like, they can use stories in the Bible, but you can always feel that they're using it out of context. I actually never came across a person that's actually so carnal.
Mm-hmm.
There's no spirituality there.
No.
They're preacher, but their carnality is so great. There's no spirituality there. And sometimes you walk through it in life, but when you encounter it, it's like... it's mind-boggling, actually.
My brother-in-law, that Joseph said,
yeah.
he's like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
pure carnality.
That's what
you
I
had
mean.
Him sitting right over in his chair a year or so ago.
I know, that's what I mean. I was, like, they're a preacher, and you expect something, like, comes with the name, right?
Yeah, and a little bit spirituality.
Yes, and you have this expectation, and you're actually shocked at the carnality of it and the... there's absolutely void of spirituality, mm-hmm. and that's actually very shocking. Like what the founding fathers in America, when they came here, they wanted nothing to do with that tyranny where they have this king ruling over the people.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted a government where it was we the people that made a government structure. They were in charge, the people. But it has switched over where the politicians are ruling the people. And that's where it needs to come back to, where the founding what the founding father wanted for America. Like, these politicians have gained riches.
Yeah,
like
they're wealthy.
They go in poor, but they come out wealthy, millionaires. And they steal that money. Mm-hmm. They channel it to back to them.
Yeah.
And if you make a deal with us, like they with China, a lot of them got rich with China. They made deals with China, but somehow they gained off
yeah.
that deal. And it's sad that they use their position to be wealthy and to make bad deals for the people. And the people are the ones that suffer. But that needs to come back.
Yeah, you see, God is cleaning house
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
He's using Trump to clean houses.
That's right.
But it's just part of... The Bible warns about that then. But here in his end time, you can see the tide of events are turning because everything is getting ready for that millennial reign.
That's right.
It will not operate like that in the millennium anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But before that millennium sets in, there's some scriptures that kind of portray that God is choking that very
mm-hmm.
thing. He's choking the life out of that system.
Mm-hmm. So it says... in Zechariah 13, in that day there shall be a fountain open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanliness. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land, and they shall no more be remembered. And also I will cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to pass out of the land. It shall come to pass that when any shall prophesy, then his father and his mother that begat him shall say unto him, thou shalt not live, for thou speakest lies in the name of the Lord. And his father and his mother that begat him shall trust him through when he prophesieth. And it shall come to pass in that day that the prophets shall be ashamed, every one of his vision, when he hath prophesied. Neither shall they wear a rough garment to deceive, but he shall say, I am no prophet, I am an husbandman, for man taught me to keep cattle from my youth.
Here at the end time, the Lord's choking that very thing. Mm-hmm. They don't want, that woman does not want her son to be a preacher anymore, because now God is taking the reps of it, and there you are, just your ordinary human being. That's what's happening here in his end time. You can see it's happening over in what God wants for over in Israel. He wants that, you know, that big falut guy that thinks he's on Syria. Well, under one condition, if you can amalgamate yourself with the Abram Accords, with accepting Israel for who they are, mm-hmm. and we'll pull off the sanctions. But in the meantime, you got to prove yourself first. Yeah, he took the sanctions off and everything. Now, under one condition, really, you got to accept Israel.
Yeah,
will they ever do it? You see all this wealth over there? They got this wealth.
Got these palaces. Wow. They've gold. Got the marble, the best of the best. Oh, everything, man. Up to a T. It is splendor. And you can see. Mm-hmm. And where do the people fall in there? And when you look at Israel, they are the only democracy in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. They're the only ones where the people have a say.
Yeah.
These other countries, they have these princes,
the sheiks,
and they have this wealth, mm-hmm. all hoarded to them, and really the people just get the leftovers.
Yeah, I kind of thought it was pretty neat the way Trump gave him the condition. You're going to have to be able, mm-hmm. to work along with Israel. You're going to have to accept and work side by side with Israel. Well, if you're a Muslim, that's the last thing you want to do. See, God is starving these Muslim spirits. He's starving all these ambitions. Even here, like you said, mm-hmm. that mother and that father will say to their son, we don't want you to preach anymore. Because if you don't stop, we'll kill you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get rid of you. Because really, in reality, they're the ones that put them there in the first place. But the politics, you know, that mother, the sons, etc. She wanted her son to be up there as preacher. It's the carnality, and the human race does not change. He's still the same unless she's been to Calvary.
Mm-hmm.
You've been born again, and once you're born again, you don't want no part of that power struggle.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to say, Lord, use me for your glory. Do it as you see fit.
Because mm-hmm.
your own ambition will take you out to hell and death. What's the point of living here 70, 80 years, and then at the end of the day you go out to hell and death? What point is that? Why not just take the scripture and live according to the Bible and crucify yourself and look for that straight and narrow path? Because at the end of the day, that's what counts. At the end of the day, where am I going to spend eternity? And we've been doing, actually we're only doing what they accuse us of, wanting to be a preacher and stuff like that, or we're just doing exactly what we've always wanted. That's all I ever wanted. Find somebody that I can sit down and talk about the things of the Lord. And like I said, that's my whole life has always been looking for somebody that I can talk about spiritual things. Mm-hmm. And then here, lo and behold, like that scripture says, that says, no man having left father, mother, wife, children, home, land for my sake and the gospel, he will once again get it back 100-fold. Brothers, sisters, genuine, true, a true sister that you can sit down and fellowship with. You'll have a true house, a house that you feel safe in. God, because you put that ambition, that carnal ambition on the altar of sacrifice, mm-hmm. and you walked away with nothing just to gain eternal life. And now here, what the Lord did, He brought us together so we can just continue what we've always wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down and do what we did. Once I got to know you, you working at Brandon, and I was here in Portage. So when I had time, I'd run over to Brandon, have coffee or have a lunch with you, just to spend 2-3 hours fellowshipping around the world. And we're doing the same thing here. The only thing here, we're taping it off, and the Lord moved on us to start a website and to tape off the conversations that you and I are having. We're still continuing on from what we've always done than what we've always been. Mm-hmm. All we ever wanted in life was somebody to fellowship with, somebody to talk about the things of the Lord, you know. That's what we're doing, still doing to this very day. We're just sitting down, having a conversation about the things of the Lord, about the experiences we've gone through in life, and we just happen to put it on tape and put it out on the internet. That's what the Lord told us to do. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing. We're just continuing with the program. Mm-hmm. I'm up here, you know, if somebody wants to eavesdrop. People like to eavesdrop, you know. They like to listen when they sit at the table. They like to know what the other table is talking about. Mm-hmm. Well, here you get yourself a smoker's bar. You can know what you're talking about. That's our life. That's all our life has ever been. That's all we've ever been interested in doing. And here, lo and behold, the Lord brings us together, and I find out you got the same passion, you got the same desire. All you wanted was somebody to fellowship with, somebody to talk with, somebody you can trust. That's what we're doing. We're just continuing on. And that'll be continuing on into eternity. That's what we'll do in eternity. Mm-hmm. Just that fellowship with one another over there. Just, just the way it is.
Yeah, you know? and with time, God is going to famish all those gods, all these idols, and they're going to be put away with, and then people can be normal. Like, when you look at that Hutterite structure and these people in the Middle East, they can't really be normal. They don't even have a civilized mind, because they want to. All their thoughts is how they can become richer. Mm-hmm. And in wealth, like, what freedom is there in wealth? There's freedom in God. Wealth is just an add-on, what God gives to you. But the freedom is really experiencing God and living for Him. There is no freedom in wealth outside of God, mm-hmm. is what I'm trying to say. Now, these people over in the Middle East, they're so consumed with it, it's not even civilized. Like, a person that wants another person's happiness and wants another person's happiness and flourish, that's where it's at. It's not how you can hoard all the wealth to yourself and the rest be poor. Mm-hmm. That's not how it works in the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. Kingdom of God is a freedom that it does not exceeds what money can give you. Like the Hutterites, like their main objective is to become a preacher, a boss, or whatever that gives them that sense of power, so that they have power and control over people. But that's not where it's at. A preacher should actually not even rule over people. He's supposed to be a servant in the kingdom of God.
Yeah, shouldn't have to do with the finances.
So it's flipped over. Yeah. It's contrary to what the picture, the Bible portrays of what a preacher and a minister should be.
I begin to see through that thing. I read the Bible, and that's not compatible with my Bible, and I started speaking up against it. Of course, at the end of the day, he'll be terminated because he don't fit in their mold.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want no part of that kind of a thing, because at the end of the day, it's what comes. At the end of the day, he'll say, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity." And these people, these college, they're convinced they're going to heaven. They're convinced that Paul Mandel, they think like that, the family of that rich man. Mm-hmm. Oh, he was blessed down here. He'd be so much more blessed over there. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't line up with scriptures.
No.
And all we're trying to take the reps off, you know, mm-hmm. and show people what is really happening. And, like, this is not our opinion. We're looking at things through the eyes of the scripture,
mm-hmm.
through the eyes how God looks at this and time how that's unfolding before our very eyes. We're just trying to put it out there and show people before it's too late. It's mm-hmm. it's not real. It's all just phone. It's all just jockeying for a position.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they do it behind the scenes or out in the open, like you can see it, like I'm saying, down at that rose bank. I'm obsessed with that rose bank because it really shows you the carnality of that that preacher's life down there. It's sort of that, honey, that carnality of that, the human nature comes out. I want my son, boss, I want the other one, preacher. And now she's got all that. So, and right in front of your eyes, if you step back and look. And the other people, they're nothing. They're less than nothing. They're just slaves. They're mm-hmm. just, you just go do your work. Mm-hmm. That's what they told me when I came up again. No, Sam, you just go home and you just do your work and you just, you let us run the show. Mm-hmm. Well, you're not running it right.
And when Jesus puts it in such a beautiful picture, in his kingdom, it is not so. That's not how it is. My first and foremost desire was always to get to know God, who he is, and following in his will and in his plan for my life. And then there is that fulfillment that you have. The fulfillment doesn't come in ruling over people. The fulfillment comes in being in the place where God wants you to be.
It's just carnality. Mm-hmm. That whole system is built on flesh, carnality, power struggles, jockeying for position, a Nimrod society. That's all it is.
That's
and,
all.
And I have no use for it. I don't want no part of it. And that's what I did. That's why the Lord got me to expose that thing. When he said, back in the day, I want you to go speak for me. Mm-hmm. I want you to expose and the unfruitful works of darkness. That's all that whole Hutterite regime. It's the unfruitful works of darkness. It's all built on carnality. It's all built on here. And then they're so deceived that they're thinking when they get over the other side, they're automatically going to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
They have no clue about the millennium, about accountability, about all these things that's just laying out before us. And all we're doing, we're telling people how God looks at
mm-hmm.
the condition that the world is in now. And we're portraying it the way we see it in the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, give you thanks for another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord, for the things you allowed us to see unfolding right before our eyes. It allowed us to see that we're living in these closing days of time and everything is getting ready to go into that millennial reign, Lord. Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, so we're going to rule and reign. And we just give you thanks that you've allowed us to see all that. We just pray, Lord, to give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.